Hello and welcome to our next online Tuesday talk presented by staff at the Barber Institute of Fine Arts at the University of Birmingham. I'm April Armstrong Bascombe and I'm the current collections intern at the Barber. Please join with me in exploring a charming alabaster sculpture of St. James the Great, made in England around 1500. With generous support from the Ruddock Foundation for the Arts, St. James was welcomed to the Barber in 2019. He stands 39 centimetres high and is carved out of alabaster, a relatively soft, white stone found in abundance across the Midlands. James wears a wide-brimmed hat decorated with a scallop shell and holds a pilgrim's staff in his right hand. He has a deep, crescent-shaped beard and is draped in heavy garments that are wrapped over his body in deep folds. Look closely, you can see his little feet poking out beneath his clothing. Beneath his right arm is a pilgrim's bag full of essential items to aid him on his travels. A long, blank scroll cascades over his left shoulder. I wonder what good news James is about to share. Poised with his bag and staff, he appears ready to embark on an exciting adventure. Let's go with him. On first encountering this sculpture of St. James, we are met with several visual symbols of the sea and the coast. With wide edges to protect from wind and rain, his hat is like those worn today by fishermen, or perhaps even that worn by Paddington Bear. Moving down his cloak, we find delicate whelk shells carved into its edges. Together, these symbols allude to James's role as a fisherman. Alongside his younger brother John the Apostle and Christ's other disciples, he features within a story included in the Bible, part of the Book of John, where they witness one of Christ's early miracles. The Bible story describes a young group of men fishing off the coast who have been unsuccessful in their many attempts. Starting to get tired, they contemplate calling it a day and ferrying their nets back to land. However, Christ appears on the shore and suggests casting their nets to the other side of the boat. Heeding his advice, James and the disciples catch an abundance of fish and have to tow their overloaded nets back home. This gospel story, known as the miraculous catch of fish, married James with the attributes of a fisherman. After the death of Christ, James was an important figure in spreading the news of his miracles across the world. He journeyed across countries and preached to large crowds who were curious about Christ's life. He received wide-scale veneration within the Christian Church and was canonized as a saint. Today, we know him as St. James the Great, to distinguish him from the Apostle St. James the Less. Another arresting clue to uncovering more about St. James is the walking stick he holds in his hand. Carved from wood, such supports assisted pilgrims during their long and often arduous expeditions to visit important religious shrines, chapels, tombs, or locations associated with miraculous events or harbouring supernatural power. Pilgrimage was, and continues to be, an important part of religious culture across several different faiths. In the Christian Church, one of the most frequented and popular pilgrimage locations is Santiago de Compostela in Galicia, northern Spain, a sacred city that holds in its grand and opulent cathedral the burial place and shrine of St. James. Respected widely across Spain, St. James is the patron saint of Santiago de Compostela. Many Spanish traditions hold that James journeyed to the Iberian Peninsula to spread the Bible and the word of Christ to its population. After James's death in the 5th century, it's believed by many Catholics that James's body was miraculously transported from Judea in Palestine across the Mediterranean Sea to northern Spain. Guided only by the stars in the sky, the boat was without oars or sails. His body washed up on the Spanish coast and discovered by a local hermit, who was surprised to find his remains covered by seashells. These had acted as a form of protection from the elements. News of St. James's miracles fascinated European Christians in the Middle Ages. Many churches across Spain, in particular those surrounding the Galician Cathedral, claimed that James had also performed miracles for their parishioners. Hundreds of chapels, churches and shrines were subsequently built in his name. James's appearance as a fisherman, his close relationship to Christ, and his affiliation with cross-border journeys cultivated an enormous network of pilgrimage routes across Western Europe that concluded at his shrine in Santiago de Compostela. These roads navigated pilgrims from their homes in England, France, Germany, Italy, and Spain to join up alongside each other and walk the Camino de Santiago, the Way of St. James, crossing both land and sea to reach their final destination. Guided by James's scallop shell included on waymarkers along the way, pilgrims would collect stamps, souvenirs, and keepsakes to remember their journey. Pilgrims have walked these roads since the 9th century. About 350,000 walked the Camino in 2019. Many adopt a similar dress style to the St. James of our sculpture. Some even complete part or all of the pilgrimage with bare feet, as a form of penance or to reenact the experiences of those who have gone before. As the patron saint of pilgrimage, St. James has enjoyed international veneration. Images of him were commissioned to adorn local churches, cathedrals, and shrines. In the early 16th century, demand for these images was met by English workshops. In that period, the ground beneath the East Midlands was rich in its abundance of alabaster. Because of its relative ease to shape and resemblance to marble when treated, alabaster became the material of choice for many talented English sculptors. Large blocks of the material were provided to local masons in Burton-on-Trent, Coventry, York, London, Lincoln, and Derbyshire, where they were carved and shaped. But by far the most successful centre for alabaster carving was Nottingham. The huge amount of production that occurred there has led to the English tradition being known collectively as Nottingham alabaster. Alabaster was easy to carve and adapted well to fine details such as folds and draperies or facial features. Alabaster was found beneath a layer of red clay known as red mulch, which would seep into the material and appear as delicate, vein-like striations within it. These reddish tones appeared like the natural pigments of skin, which made it well-suited to depicting people. Furthermore, the slightly translucent appearance of the material meant that it was a good foundation for the application of paint. We see traces of green paint on the ground on which James stands, red blotches on his robes, and hints of brown on his beard and head hair. Originally, he would have been fully painted and appear even more lively than he does now. Although we do not know the original location for our St. James sculpture, the object itself offers many clues to consider. One important fact about alabaster is that it does not like water. The material will weep and dissolve on contact. Therefore, these sculptures were made for indoor display. Miniature sculptures of Christ, the Virgin Mary, or statuettes of the saints were made for display within parish churches, cathedrals, and private chapels. Like the sculpture of St. James, these two were carved into single figures that could easily be slotted into larger architectural surrounds or grand altarpieces. With his compact stature and charming exterior, we can easily imagine him standing proudly to meet churchgoers. Before the English Reformation in the mid-16th century, English churches were saturated with religious sculptures, golden altarpieces, colourful paintings, and luxurious furnishings. However, these sumptuous decorations were destroyed when Henry VIII ordered the dissolution of the monasteries and divorced England from the artistic traditions of the Catholic Church. Thousands of images, sculptures, metalworks, and textiles were destroyed, while many others were hidden, concealed, or stripped of their decorations to escape destruction by Henry's men. An eye-catching sign of St. James's heritage within this monumental environment of religious change is provided by his beard. Wide like a shovel, James sports the latest fashion in male grooming of the Henry VIII era, a sure indication that he was made during the king's reign between 1509 and 47. Ironically, Henry demanded an absolute ban on all forms of pilgrimage. No longer could Christian pilgrims walk the sacred road to Santiago de Compostela. In our current extraordinary time of limited mobility, St. James serves as a fitting reminder of the joys of travel. Like those who gazed upon him in the past, sight of the sculpture today transports us all on an imagined adventure across borders. Let's take a moment here to imagine a place of special importance to you, somewhere that brings us happiness and a moment of calm. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday talk. Come back next week for another journey into our collection. If you have any questions or would like to continue the conversation, please get in touch with the barber, info@barber.org.uk, or use our social media platforms.